Postlude to the Stormlight Archive. Kallak woke up somewhere bright, on a grassy hillside where the plants didn't pull away, near an ocean, a real ocean beach and real grass. He thought he recognized the place. Alaswa? But it had been destroyed. How? He shrank down upon himself, huddling on that hillside, when he heard voices. He turned slowly to see people atop the slope. It wasn't a hill, but instead a little ridge leading down to the sandy beach. Behind it was an open expanse of green. People stood there, his former friends. The others...
I didn't survive, he thought. I died. I've gone to Brace.
The flesh burning, the fires, the pain, over and over. Yes, it looked peaceful now, but this must be a new kind of torture. The friendly grass and soothing waves, it would be snatched away. Three of the figures in the group were wrong. That was proof. Who was that soldier in Kolin blue? That figure he couldn't quite make out. That was Nils Spren, he supposed. But that woman with white-blue hair, long and flowing? She didn't belong here. Kallak shuddered, panicking as the man in blue saw him and walked over. Hey, the man said, squatting down on the top of the ridge a few feet from Kallak.
What lie is this? Kallak demanded. What kind of Voidbringer are you?
I'm not one, the man said. My name is Kaladin. I've joined you to replace Jezrian.
Impossible.
You saw me, Kallak, when we asked you to refound the Oath Pact. You were there. His hand on a sword. A chance to prove himself again. A chance to protect the Spren. He'd done that, yes. He remembered, but it seemed a dream, as did the lessening of darkness that had encouraged him forward. He was a wretch, and always would be. The man smiled. Ishar has changed the way the Oath Pact functions, Kallak. He brought our minds here, where the enemy will not be able to reach us.
Was that possible? Dared he hope? No, Kallak hissed. I don't deserve something like that. I've failed everyone. I'm worthless.
Not true, Kaladin said. Ishar says that with the merging of honor and odium, things are odd. An unexpected warping of time has happened, so it will pass strangely for us. More strangely even than what is happening on Roshar. While years pass there, months will pass for us. We have time for once. And peace. Kallak cringed.
I don't believe it.
The man, Kaladin, reached out his hand. Come join us, Kallak. Come see.
No, I have failed. It's too late.
Kallak closed his eyes.
Everything I've done, everything I've tried, it's only led to more destruction and doom.
I know how that feels. Trust me. And there was something compelling about his voice. Empathetic. Could a Voidbringer fake that? Kallak opened his eyes. Kaladin still had his hand outstretched. Come, at least listen to me. I think I can help you reclaim some of what you used to be.
There's nothing left, Kallak said. The world is doomed. We have failed. Everyone on Roshar is as good as dead.
Then what harm is there, Kaladin said, in trying one more time, if everything is already doomed? One more try, Kaladin whispered. Just once more.
Once more? Kallak said. A final return?
We heal, Kaladin said. We reclaim ourselves. Then we go back to Roshar. This time we win for real. Instead of coming back withered from torture, you'll return refreshed, mended, and we'll see what we can do together. One more try. A final return. What harm could there be in it? Still he wavered, ever incapable of simply deciding. He wanted to shy away, but then he saw a figure sitting beyond the others, a man with dark skin, a man they'd abandoned.
"Is that Talm?" Kallak asked. "Talm is here? Has he said anything?"
"He needs time," Kaladin said, "and help. So far he's only said one thing. He said, he forgives you all." A tremble went through Kallak. It left warmth and, unfortunately, shame in its wake. He was used to the shame. He'd carried it for millennia. The warmth was new. Talm was back. Talm forgave them. Kallak reached up and took Kaladin's hand. The end of the first arc of the Stormlight Archive. The story will conclude in books 6 through 10.